The National Center on Sexual Exploitation says the CBS Grammys broadcast contributed to the sexual exploitation of women by glamorizing prostitution and stripping. The name of the song that they performed is WAP, W-A-P. That's an acronym. I'm not going to tell you what WAP stands for. WAP. Sorry. Well. The performance by Cardi B, a Satanist, in the tray, in training, of Anton LaVey's disciple, Marina Abramovic, and Megan the Stallion, 2-6. Again, easy to figure out what that name means. Show the two women and backup performers wearing thongs and lingerie, dancing on a stripper pole and crawling around and twerking on a bed together. Look, you guys are only getting, that is not entirely accurate. The scene on the bed between the two tramps, sluts in the pay of Satan, intimated the act. And then to make sure that the viewing audience got the full view of all the anatomy. And again, we won't republish this, but I'll tell you what it was. They had a second camera. I had a bunch of cameras there, but I had a second camera. There was one that was giving you the audience point of view of this ginormous sex set, porn set, with this bed with the silk sheets on it, what have you, that they were performing on. And then on the backside, where the headboard should have been of the bed, there was another camera to make sure that they could capture all the live action, not so simulated sex that was going on. And the two performers giving the entirely spread-eagled shot to that camera, knowing that camera is there. There is nothing. I don't have the words to describe this other than this is demonic. You broadcast this in prime time. You know, when I was a little children, my mother used to let us stay up late and watch the Grammys. It was a music show. And is now devolved into a woke. This is beyond the PC days. Woke social justice warrior, we're going to show you all of the evil that we are, and we're going to show it to your kids, and we're not going to hold anything back show. By the by, and I'll read you the rest of the statement in just a moment. Got another headline here from the Variety Hollywood Rag. Here's a headline, TV ratings, Grammy Awards hits record low, you think? So a little silver lining there, people went, I'm not watching that crap. I have no desire, no interest whatsoever. Have you noticed that the satanic, adrenochrome-guzzling crowd, the Epsteinites in Hollywood, have been hoisted by their own petards? It used to be that the biggest nights in all of television were the Super Bowl and the big award shows. Everyone, I'm going to watch the Oscars. They're going to watch the Oscars. You're going to watch the Emmys. You're going to watch the Grammys. Until they became unwatchable. The Stupid Bowl this year was satanic. If you stuck around for that halftime show. The lowest rated Grammy Award show in history. The 63rd Annual Grammy Awards, hosted by South African comedian Trevor Noah and boasting powerhouse performers like Harry Styles. Guy that dresses like a woman. Taylor Swift. The useless apostate. Dua Lipa, never heard of it. BTS, never heard of it. Billie Eilish, who supposedly is a homeschooled prodigy. Post Malone, Cardi B, and Megan Thee Stallion. Drew a scant audience for CBS. This year's telecast was the lowest rated in Grammy's history. Per Nielsen Live, same day official national numbers, music's biggest night. The music industry is dead. It's over. Been dead. You want music? Listen to Michael Kurek on Monday nights here on the Crusade Channel with Catholic Adventures and Great Music. Delivered an average of 8.8 million viewers for the network during the ceremony's broadcast on Sunday night at 8 p.m. I told you this was prime time. With a two-point rating in the key adult 18 to 49 demographic. Now, a rating is different from a share. Rating is calculated on how many millions, I believe, of TV sets or phones or whatever in action. In comparison, the time zone adjusted Fast National Charts for 2020's Grammy Awards drew a 5.4 rating. The key demo with 18.7 million views. The 2019 drew a 5.6 and 19.9 million. The least watched Grammys was the hostless award ceremony in 2006, which snagged 17 million viewers, half of what watched last night or Sunday night. Back to the National Center for Sexual Exploitation. This is from their press release, quote, in a performance that could have been cut from a hardcore pornography film, CBS allowed a glamorization of stripping and prostitution to be broadcast in front of a national audience, a portion of which were, it's almost like they listened to this show and transcribed it and went, that's right, King Dude's right, it's an outrage. And I don't really think that, but I'm just glad there are other people out there that are noticing this. Now, again, the operative question is, what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do? You're going to do it again now. And again, and again, and again. Error in the public sphere has no rights. This woman and this act and this song ought to be banned on any radio, any media entity that is playing this hardcore porn trash should never burn your ears. You should never, your radio dial should never darken that frequency on that particular station ever again. And you need to let them know that you live in our community, dude. This is why when they killed local radio, and they did kill it, you can't, if you complain to the station, look, if the sex acts was performed as heteros and just a couple of white people, you might have a case. They may get a little woke, and they may do something about that. But we're talking about black women here. Why are you a bigot and a racist? Right? In a performance that could have been cut from a hardcore pornography film, CBS allowed a glamorization of stripping and prostitution to be broadcast in front of a national audience, a portion of which were cheerins, for no other reason than TV ratings, said Dawn Hawkins, senior vice president and executive director of the National Center on Sexual Exploitation. Despite the popularity of the song performed, again, why is it popular? By Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion, 2-6. CBS should never have allowed this kind of explicit performance to happen at the Grammys. Yes. Prostitution and stripping are never empowering for women as they set up systems that exploit and oppress women. CBS has contributed to furthering the sexual exploitation of women and contributed to the normalization of porn culture. Actually, that's porn. That's an anti-cult. It doesn't cultivate anything other than a one-way trip to the fourth or fifth level of hell or ring in what's called, in Dante's Inferno, male bulge.